ودخل معه سجن فتيان، قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا، وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه، نبئنا بتأويله إنا نراك من المحسنين. قال لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما، ذلكما مما علمني ربي إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون، واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب، ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء، ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. After the last verses we discussed, Allah ta'ala said that the people, especially the husband of this lady, after viewing the evidence, then they realized that the best thing will do to keep this woman away from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was to put Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the prison. So here Allah ta'ala continues now. Allah ta'ala mentions another period of the life of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was the period that when he was in the prison. وَدَخَلَ مَعُوا سِجْنَ فَتَيَانِ. Al-Tara says that along with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, two other young people were also imprisoned alongside or at the same time as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So these people, the two of them, they had seen a dream. So they came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي رَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. He came and told Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that I saw myself squeezing grapes to make wine. وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ, and the other person, the other youngster, told Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا. I had seen a dream. In my dream, I saw him carrying a bread on top of my head. تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ. But birds are coming and they are eating from this bread that I am carrying. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِ. O Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, tell us about, give us the interpretation of these dreams. What do these things mean? Inna naraka min al-muhsinin. Certainly we see you to be for amongst those people who are good, those people who are righteous. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, people could notice in him the knowledge he had in him and the righteous ways in him. So that is why they approached him and they asked him for the interpretation. Qala atikuma ta'amun turzaqan illa nabbatukuma bita'wili qabla yatiyakuma. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told him, he saw this as opportunity now to call people to give da'wat ila Allah, to call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came to ask him for interpretation, but he saw this opportunity first before he gave them the interpretation to first call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told them that the food that you are provided with here in the prison will not come to you until I have informed you of the interpretation of the dream. So I mean, I'll tell you shortly. Don't worry, we'll finish off very, very quickly. Before the food comes, I'll tell you. But I want to tell you something before that. ذَلِكُمَ مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. All this knowledge that I have of interpretations and of dreams, this is given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. For certainly I have left out the ways or the creed of people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And left out the ways of those people who deny and reject life after death. They reject that there is a thing as akhirah, where there will be retribution and there will be recompensation and there will be jannat and jahannam. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْحَاقُ وَيَعْقُوبُ. And not only have I left out the religion of the wrong people, but I followed the ways of the religious people, the righteous people. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ, I followed the ways of my forefathers, إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. We mentioned before Yaqub was his father, Ishaq was his grandfather, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu was his great grandfather of Yusuf alayhi salam. Ma kana lana an nushrika billahi min shay. It is not right, it is not correct for us to ascribe anything as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhalika min fadlillahi alayna wa 'ala an-nasi walakin akthara an-nasi la yashkurun. He said that is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us his knowledge. Allah has blessed me with prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to follow the correct religion and abandon the wrong ways. This is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى النَّاسِ, and is being allowed to follow the correct religion, being made a Muslim. This is from the great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the greatest bounty, but the greatest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of the people are ungrateful for this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.